For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team has now won three straight. A convincing win last night over Minnesota Duluth. Joined by the head coach, Mike Boshi. Mike, congratulations.
Thanks. It was a fun one last night again, and the boys played well throughout. And it was a good outcome.
Nick Wagner, a career high with 32 points. You've got five players in double figures. You shoot almost 64% from the floor. If all those things happen, you almost have to win that game, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. I mean, sometimes we can make basketball really complicated. But if you shoot it well and you shoot it better than the other team, you're usually going to win.
You had a good start again. How important has the start been here in these last three games?
You know, I think they're always big. I don't necessarily always need to hang our hat on it, but anytime you get off to a good start, it's a good feeling. It provides a good vibe for the team. Obviously you want to continue to play well throughout the whole game, but getting off to the good start in the first half is really important, and maybe more so in the second half, just getting off to a good start there as well.
When you've got as many players involved in the offense as you did, you're scoring from inside, you're scoring from outside. How do you defend that?
Well, it certainly makes it a little more complicated. And, early in the year, if you followed us at all, we couldn't, throw it in from the ocean, from the beach. We were shooting it better guarded than we were open threes. And obviously we were open threes. And our inside guys were playing well, I think, early on in the year, but we just never were able to make the outside shot very well. But now we're getting both, and it makes us obviously a lot more difficult to guard.
Nick Wagner, to me, seems like a pretty quiet guy off the court, and I mean this in a good way. What makes him so mean once the ball gets thrown in the air?
Well, he's got no fear. He's, sometimes I can coach him a little harder, I still don't get that response from him there, where he handles it really well and moves on. And, when he's playing really well, you still don't get that response, So he's a talented young man. Obviously he's a great shooter, but he's becoming more dynamic in how he scores. And that we've been pushing on him for the last couple of years.
Mohamed Kone has certainly had a good stretch for you here. Did you anticipate this when you brought him in?
No, I didn't think he was going to be someone that can make an impact so many different ways. We brought him in to be a point guard, to help us in our transition game, to defend, a lot of the best guards. But he's shown that he can score. He's shown that he can make the three. He's getting assists up, and he's getting his turnovers down. He's a monster in transition. He can be a monster on the boards right now as well at times. So he's really stuffing the stat columns, and we couldn't be more proud of that.
He's not a big guy, and yet he goes inside the lane, and he can do things, both offensively and defensively. Does that come natural to him, or have coaches kind of coaxed that out of him as the years have gone by?
He started basketball late. I can't remember exactly, but I don't think he started basketball until like sixth or seventh grade. And he played alongside of Trey Jones at Apple Valley High School. Trey's obviously the point guard, so he's more of a two guard or a wing. And then at junior college, He was more of a two guard, I think, to start his career. And then they started trying to play him at the point, but just wasn't, able to do it as well as maybe they would have liked at all times. And we're continuing to make that growth with him to get him to, do the things that good point guards do. And he's athletic enough. He's got a good mind. He's maturing mentally throughout the year, which is really, really satisfying for me. And hopefully that'll all continue.
More with Coach Boshi when we return. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network.